Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Gimel and Gittin. It's an auspicious daf. It is the 1,300th daf in Shas. If I'm not mistaken, Shas has 2,711 dafim. When we get to 1,400, Bezras Hashem, which will be at the end of Kiddushin, then we will have gotten past the halfway point of finishing Shas, Bezer Hashem, together. So this is quite exciting as we end towards, we reach towards the end of Seder Nashim, which is essentially the end of the first half of Shas, and then Bezer Hashem, we're looking forward to marching on together. We still got a lot of important Gemaras to go in Maseches Gittin. We're going to pick up on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. We're going to discuss the continuing on from the Mishnah Naim Beis Amud Aleph about the different halachos, different provisions. If a person says the case that we're going to deal with is Ze Gitech Mehayom Imesi Micholi Ze, person says that the get's going to be chal from that day if he dies, but then it turns out that he gets better. And what happens if he dies then later? The Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph is going to be an important Gemara that's going to bring up the concept of Kol D'Mekadesh Adaita D'Rabbanan Mekadesh for the second time in our Masechta. We also had it Lamed Gimel, which means that a Kedushin needs to be done according to the Ratzon Chacham. And if it's not, then it will not be valid. We will continue discussing on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph more halachos of Zeh Gitech Me'ayoyim Imasi Micholi Zeh, what happens if a bias falls on top of him. And that will take us through Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. And then we will learn the halachos of once a man gives the get to a woman, even if it's based on a condition, and that condition has not been fulfilled, the halacha is they're not allowed to have yichud together. They're not allowed to be alone together. The Gemara will discuss what happens if they violated that halacha and the implications of those halachos. So that will take us on to Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Let's pick up 10 lines from the bottom. Ayin Beis Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph that Gitech Mehayoyim Imesi Mecholi Zeh Va'amad V'Halach Bishuk. If someone says that I want the get to be take effect from today, remembering from yesterday, we saw that's important, that the get take effect from today, in other words, when he's still alive, it does not take effect retroactively. He needs to say that it's Mehayom. So the halacha is that if he says, if I die from this choli, what happens? The Mishnah says, Amad V'Halach Bishuk, he actually did not die. But then, after he went to the market, he died. So we have to estimate, says the Mishnah, if he died due to his choli, then the get is valid get. Otherwise, it's not. Gemara tells us, Amar Avuna, Gito Kimatanto, that this halach in regards to get is also similar to halach in regards to matana. Mamatanto, just like it is if someone gives a get, Im Odnad Chayzer, that if for whatever reason he gets better, the halach is that the gift is not binding. I might have mistranslated, misspoke when I said matanto. Matanto means a gift. Gito is kamatanto. Get is like a gift, just like when it comes to halacha of giving a gift. If he says this condition, that if I get better, it would seem that in his condition he's saying that it's not going to be a binding gift because he said that it's going to be a gift only if I die. But if he gets better, then it's not a binding gift. Av gito im amad chozer. So too, when it comes to get, if he gets better, then it's not binding. Now Rashi explains that the chidush of Rav Huna is not only if he says imasi, that if I die, but rather if he gives the get stam when he's sick. So that's a big chidush, because our mission was only talking about imasi. But Rav Huna's mechadesh that we look at the person's condition, and if they get better, then by matan it's not binding, so too by get. Umagito, and just like the halacha is, that even though he doesn't spell out this provision of giving the get itself, in other words, he only said ksovo. Rashi points out that's something that we had learned in Perek Eskabel on Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis, that he, when it comes to someone, Rashi emphasizes someone who's Mesukan, someone whose life is in danger. So then, if he says Ksavo, even if he didn't say Tnu, that's the Chidush. Once he says Kimud Amar Ksavo, Afagav Del Amar Tnu, that means that he wants not only the get to be written, but also to the get to be given, considering his condition. Af Matanto, so here we apply that Lacha back in the direction of Matana. Kimud Amar Tnu, since he said Tnu, Afagav Del Kanu Mine, even though a Kenyan was not done, once he said Tnu, so then the Halacha is that it's binding. Period. Tana. Now let's compare this idea of Rav Huna to our Mishnah. If a person says that it's going to be a get from today if he dies from the sickness, if it's due to the sickness, then it is a valid get. But otherwise, it's not a get. Asks the Gemara, V'i Amrit, 5 lines Saban Mahim Beis and Beis, I'm Amad Choser, that the halacha is that anytime he gets better, the kinyan of Matana and the kinyan of Get is not binding. So then if that's so, Lama Li Umdana. So why do I need to estimate if it's due to that sickness or not? Hare Amad, the guy got better, and we learned that the moment he gets better, then the kinyan is not going to be binding. Amar Bar Braid Rav Yosef Mishmei Durava Shinitek Micholi Licholi. The case that we're talking about is he went from one sickness to the next. In other words, Rav Huna's rule will not apply because the guy did not get better at all. But rather, let's say he was, God forbid, suffering from heart disease, and then it turns out that he has, God forbid, cancer. So then in such a case, shenitik mecholi v'choli. Asks the Gemara, v'al amat ketani, but the Mishnah doesn't say that he went from one sickness to the next. The Mishnah says exactly what Rav Huna was describing, and that is amad, that he got up, he got better. Says the Gemara, katani amad mecholi zeh, he got better from this sickness. Let's say the heart disease, v'nafil l'choli acher, but he then fell into another sickness. Asks the Gemara, but that's not correct. On the last line, ayin beis on beis. V'holach b'shuk katani. It says expressly that he went to the marketplace. Doesn't sound like that he's sick anymore. Rather, he went to the marketplace, and then he got sick after he was healthy in the interim. Says, answers the Gemara, Halach al Mashanto. He was still sick, but he was going on a cane. In other words, he was able to walk in the marketplace. V'hakamashlan. And what would then the chidush of the Mishnah be to say that he was amad, that he got up, but he was walking on a stick? So, V'hakamashlan, Dahalach al Mashanto, hu diba inan umdina. Idach, Umdana lami nami lo beinan. That when it comes to a case of where he's got sick again, and he's going from one sickness to the next, so then in such a case, we have to see if he died from that original sickness. In our case that we described, the heart disease. However, the case of where he's not going on a cane, so then in such a case, there's no reason to believe, umdana nami lo binan, there's no reason to believe that he died from another sickness, and if he dies, then it's assumed that if he died, he was dying from the first sickness. Says the Gemara, 3 lines from the top, shamis mina, shchimira, we could conclude that someone who is on his deathbed, shenitek micholi l'choli, that has gone from one sickness to another, so then the halach is matanto matana, that his gift would be binding. According to Rav Huna, we learned that once he gets better, he's chozer b'shneim. However, in our Mishnah, when he was nitek micholi l'choli, so then that's not called amad micholov. So we see that when it comes to a matna shchimira, so that his matana is going to be binding when he's nitek mecholi macholi, because it's not considered amad mecholiyov. So says the Gemara in the Amar Rabbi Loza, that's correct, as Rabbi Loza's taught, Mishmei Durav, shchimira shnitek mecholi, mecholi matanto matana, that it's not considered as if he recuperated, as we could be medayik from the Shita of Rav Huna. The Rav Huna said the time that it's not binding is if he gets better.
Says Gemara, Rabba v'Rava lo svira lohu hadar of Huna. Rava and Rava do not hold of the chidush of Rav Huna, that in a case of where he did not say imati, then in such an instance, if he gives the get, even if he's in a state of sickness, the halacha is, if he doesn't say imati, then even if he gets better, he's not chozer. Again, Rav Huna had a tremendous chiddush that says that even if he doesn't say imati, once he's sick and he gets better, it's not binding. Rabba v'Rabba say that he needs to say imati. Lo svir lu had Rav Huna, gzeira shemiyamru yesh get la'achar misa. And the reason for Rabba and Rava is not that they fundamentally disagree with Rav Huna. Rather, they hold that it's a gzeira, lest people come to think that a get could work la'achar misa. Because Rav Huna is saying that any time a person dies, then the get is going to be binding. If he gets better, it's not. So they might come to think that the reason why the get takes effect is he started an emotion before he dies, and it always takes effect when he dies, according to Rav Huna, and never when it gets better. So they'll think it's because the get takes effect, achar misa. Says the Gemara, Umi Ika Midi, very famous lines that appear in five places in Shas. Umi Ika Midi. Six, of course, if you count this Gemara. Is it possible, the midoraisa lo havi gita, that minat Torah, it's not considered a get? Umishum gazrinan. And because of a gzera. Sharinan eshes ishlama. We're saying that the get is a valid get. In other words, Rabba v'Rava say that the halacha is that even though the guy gets better, nevertheless, the get is valid. Really, Rav Huna is right, that the whole get was given on the premise that it's going to be died. He's going to die, and really the get shouldn't be valid. But Rabba and Rava are concerned, Zer Hashem Yom Get La'achar Misa, so they say the get is valid. Says the Gemara, that's wild. Minat Torah, it's not a get when he gets better. Umishum Gzeira Sharin Eishes Ishlama, and due to this Gzeira of Get La'achar Misa, we're going to allow a married woman to get married to someone else. Says the Gemara, yes, an important line. In, yes, called the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbanim Mekadesh. When a person gets married, their marriage is provisional on the Ratzon of their Chachamim, the Chachamim for them to get married. Tosis points out in Ksubis and in other places that we say called the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbanim because even in the words of Kiddushin itself, when someone gets married, he says, "Arei mekudeshes li kedas Moshe v'Yisrael." According to the Das Moshe Yisrael, "Afkinu Rabbanan the kedushin minei," and the Rabbanan uproot the kedushin from him. In other words, the Rabbanan have the ability to say, "Wait a second, we don't want this marriage to go further." Why? Because of the Ein Get La'achar Misa. It's too close to looking like a Get La'achar Misa. We're going to say that the Get is valid, even though it's not. Rashi, in a few places in Shas, says that the only time we say called the Mekadesh Adai Rabban Mekadesh, Vafkin Rabban Lekidush Mnei, is if there was a get to hinge it on. But we're just saying, really, the get shouldn't be valid, but we're going to make it valid. Amarei Ravina L'Ravashi. Ravina said to Rashi, Tenech the Kadesh Bekas, but I understand when it comes to Kedushay Kesef. If they got married Kesef, so Rabbanan, according to the opinion of Rashi in a few places in Shas, Rashi in Ksubis, and others, learns that it makes sense when it comes to Kedusha Kesef, because we have the concept of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. So the Rabbana could be Makfia, the Kesef Kedushin. Gadish Bibiya Ma'ika Lememar. But what are you going to say about Kedusha Bia? Question mark. And so Gemara, Amar Le Shavu Rabbanan Lebilaso Bilaznus. The Rabbanan have the ability to say even Kedusha Bia turns into Bias Znus. According to those Rashis, Rashi there explains that it would be harder to imagine that the Rabbanan would just on a dime redefine the Bia, and the answer is that they do. Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara continues, Zegitech Me'ayom Imati Mecholizeh. If the husband says, I'm giving you the get, if I die from this sickness, and here we have a knetch, here we have a different nuance. V'nofal habayis alav, and Here, in our case, which is based on Tosefta, different than what we have in the Mishnah, Ayin Beis and Alf, a house falls on top of them. Notice, he said, in Mati Micholize, O Ikisho Nachash, and he's killed. Or a snake bites him, Eino Get. He's not a Get. Period. Why? Because he says, in Mati Micholize, Imlo Emod Micholize. What happens if he says, if I don't get better from this sickness, V'nafal of Bayis. Now, here he says, I'm going to stand, I'm not... If I stand up from the sickness, then there's no get. Now, he doesn't die from the sickness, but he never stands up. The house falls down. It's a valid get. The difference between the Reisha and the Seifa was asked. We're going to see that. Amoraim were struggling. What's the difference between the two? Sholchu mitan. Sholchu mitan means an expression, is an expression that they sent from over there. That generally means that they send from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Achlu Ari Ein Lanu. Similar case, the case that we had described before. They said, Hareza Gitech Imlo Emi Mecholizeh, and then he's eaten by a lion. Ein Lanu, that means that we hold that it's not a get. And the reason for that, Rashi explains, is that it's an onus de lo shchiach. When the guy said, Imlo emi mecholizeh, he was suffering from a common fatal disease, which unfortunately is the condition of humanity. And that is that a human being doesn't live forever. And he was dying from or suffering from a severe sickness, heart disease, cancer. And he says, Imlo emi mecholizeh. So he was referring to those types of diseases. To be eaten by a lion, that he didn't think of. To have a house fall on top of him, to be bitten by a snake, that he didn't think of. Ahu gavra, and therefore the get's not get. Ahu gavra dezaven ara lechavrit. There was an individual who sold land to his friend. Kabbalala kol ansa de misyalid. We're now going to give other examples of ones delo shchiach, and since it's not something that was anticipated, then the halacha is going to change. So Reuven sold his land to his friend Shimon, and Reuven accepted kol ansa de misyalid. In other words, he sold him a home, and he said to him, in the interim, if there's any strange things that are going to happen to the home, any accidents, I take responsibility. So if there are any surprise leaks or other damage, I'm taking responsibility. So, but in the end, it wasn't a surprise leak. Afikabu nara. All of Manhattan Beach. All of Manhattan Beach flooded the entire house. Unfortunately, this happened also in the island a couple of years ago. There were Talmidei Chachamim that lost all in their basements. They had many, many valuable svarim, and unfortunately, it was lost. There are many of you there who know this more intimately than I. So that was an onus. That was very far out. L'sof afika bunar. Also came to Ravina, Amarle, zil shefiluhu, shefile. Go and pay him. Da kabilis Allah call into the misyalid. You accepted any onus, included in that is a far-flung flood. Amarle, Ravacha bre techlifa le Ravina. Ravacha, the son of techlifa, said to Ravina, no. He accepted a leak that they didn't expect. He accepted other type of damage. Onset lo shchiach, but an onus that's not common. That's what we're talking about there. And therefore, the halach is, he does not have to pay. Igal gal milsa, the sugya rolled around. It rolled from Talmud Chacham to Talmud Chacham, from great Amoira to great Amoira. Umatli kamei de Rava. And the Shaila came to Rava. Amalu onset lo shchiachahu. And Rava sighed with Ravacha and said, that's an onus to lo shchiach. Esvei Ravina le Rava. Ravina asked Rava, imlo emin micholizeh. We learned that if a fellow says that if I don't stand up from the sickness, and a house or a falls on top of him, or he's bit by a snake, hareze get. We say it's a get. So why don't we say that it's not a get? Because it's a onus de lo shchiach, and therefore he only said those things like heart disease and cancer, but something else was not included. Now the Gemara clarifies the question. Okay, that's your kasha. It's a good question in terms of get. Amar le Rava, the Rava said, Ve'ema me reishan a get. You can even prove the same point from the reisha.
In the ratio we learned, if a person says Hareza Gitech Mecholizeh and a bias or a nachash kill him, so then Allah is Eino Get. Why? So presumably, says Rava, because it's not Shchiach. So Rava says like this, you are telling me that the Seifa is against me, and I'll tell you the Reisha is consistent with my position. So what must you say, says Rava? You must say that your conclusion is incorrect. Amale Rav Acha midifti the Ravina. But Rav Acha says, wait a second, that's not enough. Umishum the kasha Reisha Seifa. Lomasin vinan tuyufta mine. But you've got a stira between the Reisha and the Seifa. So at the end of the day, you can't reject my kasha from the Seifa by quoting to me the Reisha. Amalei. So the response of Rav Ina is in following. In Kima de kasha Reisha Seifa lo itmar be midrasha. Since you have a stira between the Reisha and the Seifa, so then this whole discussion, this whole Braisa, is not accurate. Umisha bashtei zilbasar svara. And once you have an error, so then you've got to go and you have no information. You got to throw out, it would seem, the whole braisa, and therefore you have to go with the svara. And the svara is, argues Ravina, that onus de la shchicha lo asik adaite. He never thought about that, and therefore that wasn't part of his provision, his statement. The Gemara now continues with a story that's connected to our sugya above. Rav Papa v'Ravuna braid Rav Yeshua zavin shumshimi agida de Nahar Malka. Rav Papa and Ravuna bought sesame on the bank of the river of the king. Ogur Malka la'brune. Rav Papa and Ravuna hired sailors to take them over the river and to bring the shumshim to their homes. Kabbalayu kol unsa de misyalid. And the sailors accepted upon themselves, excuse me, the sellers, not the sailors, the sellers accepted upon themselves any onus that would happen. In other words, that the sale would not be complete to Ravuna of Yeshua until the sesame seeds got there and they were taking responsibility. Lesof Istakir Nahara, Nahar Malka, there was a dam, that there was something that was blocking the ships from passing, so the Shumshima wasn't able to arrive. Amru Luhu, so Rav Papa Rav Huna said to the sellers, Agure Chamri Afkinu Nalon, so hire mules to bring it to our house, the Kablisa Alaychu Kolon Samis Yalit, because you accepted all responsibility. Asakamedu Rava, they came in front of Rava, Amar Luhu. Rava said, Koke Chiviri Mishalchi Glimi Di Inshi. White geese that put their clothes from others as they take off the clothes of others. In other words, you're making a claim that's unfairly taking off the clothes of others for your Hana, Rashi said. This, the damming up, should not have been something that was expected, and therefore the halacha would say that the sailors do not have to pay for the extra expense of the mules, and you, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, are not correct. So once again, we see that by the onus lo shchiach, we see that the halacha is that that doesn't become part of the Tanai. It's outside of the provision of the Tanai. Zak daily gemishna weiter, three lines on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, like this yachid imoi. The halacha is that once a get is given to the woman, and he says, imesi, so then the halacha says that he's not allowed to be alone with her, except if they're edim. Afilu al pievet, we're going to see that in the Gemara, that there are two particular concerns, that if he has relations with her. One concern Rashi mentions immediately is that if he has relations with her, so then it could be that there is a new kedushin. So then they'll need a second get, even after the first get kicks in, because it kicks in retroactively. In the meantime, he had bia with her l'shem kedushin. So the halacha is he could only be miachid with her with edim to assure that he didn't have relations. Afilo pi evad, afilo pi shifcha. And here, an evident shifcha
would be acceptable as testimony as well. Chutz mi shifchasa, her own shifcha would not qualify, pnei shliba gaspa, because they get along so well, so shifcha, even if they had relations, would lie on behalf of her boss. B'shifchasa, then, is going to be aser. Mahi ba'osan hayamim. The words are chutz mi shifchasa, pnei shliba gaspa b'shifchasa. Mahi ba'osan hayamim. What's the halacha in regards to this woman in terms of her interim status, not as far as being alone with her husband? For example, as we're going to turn on to Amud Beis, what happens if she's mezane in the interim? So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Keisha Sishal Chol Dvareha. Yes, the get will take into effect, will go into effect at the moment that the husband dies retroactively, but since at this moment she's not divorced, she's considered an Eishes Ish, and if she's Mizana, then the Halach is Ebemez Bechenek Beshogeg Bechatas, as Rashi explains in the first line. Continuing on the first line, Ayin Gimel Mebez. Rabbi Yossi Amr Megureshes Vein Megureshes. Rabbi Yossi says that she has a din of Suffolk Megureshes, and therefore Rashi explains, Habaleh Ba'asham Tolui. Asham Tolui is if someone did an Aver, but they're not sure if they were over in Isur Daraisa, then they bring a special carbon ashram called the ashram talud. Says the Gemara, two lines from top. Tanu Rabban, Ra'ush nisiachda imoy bafela. If we do see that they were alone in dark, Oshi yashna imo tachas margolas hamita, or they were sleeping together in the same bed, Ein choshishin shemnes asku bedover acher. We don't assume that they had intercourse. V'choshishin mishum znus. Yet at the same time, v'choshish that they had znus. Obviously, at first glance, those two statements of Ein Chosh Shem Misaska V'Davar Ach and Chosh Mishum Znus seem to be contradictory. We will get back to that in the Gemara. V'Ein Chosh Shem Mishum Kedushin, and we also don't have a fear that the relations that they had was L'Shem Kedushin. We had mentioned previously that if in the interim the husband does have relations with the woman after he had given this get on Tanai, then we have to be concerned that he was now having Beel Hashem Kedushin, possibly, says the Tanakam and the Braisa, no, we don't have the Chashash. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Af Choshim Shum Kedushin, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Maika Amar, what did we mean when we said, this is how Rashi learns, Ein Choshim Shem Nisasku B'davar Acher, and then we said, V'choshim Shum Znus. First thing, we say, we don't concern that they have relations, but we are concerned that they have Znus. What does that mean? Amar Avnachman, Amar Abar V'u Hachi Kamar, Ru'u'a Shenivala. If we saw that they had relations even after he had executed get that isn't yet chal but it has a tnai, so then choshesh mishum kedushin. Then you have to be choshesh that they had bi'al shem kedushin. She's married again. She's going to need a second get. Nasan loksafim. If he gave her money, choshesh mishum znus. Then we think that it wasn't l'shem kedushin, but she was being used as a prostitute. Damrinam besnana nasanla, and it was a payment for a zona. Ve'en choshishim mishum kedushin. And in such a case, we're not choshim in kedushin. So there's something missing in the reisha, the brisa. Ein choshin shema nisasku bedavar acher means that we're choshish that it wasn't just stam relations of choshim kedushin. However, we're choshishin mishum znos if there was a payment. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Bezu Choshesh Mishum Kedushin. Even if there's a payment, we're still Choshesh that there was Kedushin somehow done. Now the Gemara compares this Machloikis between Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama to another Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which is a Mishnah later on Pei Alfam Beis, of Hamigarish Yisishtoi Vilon Imai Bipunduk. There the Mishnah tells us that Beis Shammai is of the opinion that if a man divorces his wife and they have relations again, at least that's the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Shammai says that nevertheless there's no need for a get, because he assumes Osa Adam Bilaso Bilaznus, that a person would just have a relations without intending to marry. While Beis Hillel says, Chazaka ein Adam osa bilaso bilaznus. Kiman Ozla, says the Gemara, that machlok is a Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That we have a statement
of Rabbi Yochanan, which we're about to see, how is that going to fit into our analysis above? The only time that there's a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is that Beis Hillel says that if you know for sure they had relations, then in such an instance, there's a requirement of a get. But if they didn't see the actual relations themselves, that there's no need for another get. Now here, in our Braisa, with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakhama, did we see that they had relations? Clearly, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if there was no relations, everybody agrees that there is no get. Answers the Gemara, Keman, Kedivrei HaKol, no. Both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that there's no need for a get. Asks the Gemara, Maskif lo Abaye, Abaye asks, Midei Ksafim Ktani. The Gemara says that we saw then pass money to each other. Mashma, that it's not a case of where stam there's reason of a chashash znus, but rather the girsa, the explanation, is the issue of what happens if money is passed. So Abaye now asks a fresh question. Before we get back to machlokis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Abaye asks, midik safim ktani? Did it say in the Braisa that money was passed at all? To Rabba Bar Avua's explanation, Abaye is going back to Rabba Bar Avua that says, Nosin lo ksafim choshishim mishum znos. Does it say anything about ksafim? Elom Abaye, so Abaye disagrees with Rabba Bar Avua's pshat. Because he disagrees with Rabba Bar Avua's pshat, ultimately he's going to have to go back to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of the machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on Pe'alef on the base. Elamar Abaye hachikam ruosh nivala. They saw the bia. Choshim mishum znos, vein choshim mishum kedushin. If they saw bia, the Tanakhama says there's no chash of kedushin. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda amar choshim mishum kedushin. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says you are choshim kedushin. If that's so, keman also hodam rabbi. That the only time we have machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is if there is actually bia. Then Beis Shammai says that we know for sure that there was bia. Then Beis Shammai says that the halacha is that there's need of forget. But if they didn't see that there was bia, divrei hakol ein tzricha menu get mishen, hey menu get sheni. Then there is no need for a get. So that is not consistent with Abaye's position in regards to the Tanakhama. Because the Tanakhama was of the opinion that even if we saw that there was Nivala, we're not Choshesh for Kedushin, it's Snus. So Keman, then Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would only be following Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye doesn't like the explanation that Rabba Bar Avuna had given, and he gives his explanation we just learned, and now Rava doesn't like Abaye's explanation. Maskivla Rava. Rava asks, Imkein my af. What's a lashon of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Af choshishim mishum kedushin. It's not we're even chosh for kedushin. We have a fundamental machlokes. Tanakhama says we're not chosh for kedushin. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says we are. What's af? Must be that Abaye's pshat is wrong. Elamar Rava achikam. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda oimer. He understands, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, we're choshish for kedushin even if bia was not seen. Aye, if that would be so, come on, also, Dom Rabbi Chana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Machleg shiruah shenivah, avlo ruah shenivah, divrei hakol, ein esricha get. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if they don't see bia, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold, there's no need for a get. Keman delo kichad. Then it will come out that the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is neither like Beis Shammai nor according to Beis Hillel, as explained by Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Mayi Bosana Yomim. What happens if she's Mazana in the interim after the get was given before it takes effect? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kei Shesish L'chol Dvara, she's a full Shesish. Rabbi Yosef Migresh Vein Migreshes, she's a Safek Migreshes. Tana, we learned, Ubilvad Sheyomus. The only time we say that she's going to be in this limbo state is if the husband actually dies. If the husband doesn't actually die, so then in such a case, they never got divorced in the first place. And then, according to everybody, she was an Eishes Ish, and she be Chayiv a Karban Chatas. Let's clarify something in our Mishnah. Are you saying that when she dies, it's a get? We learned, that's been a central theme, that there's no such thing as a get lachar misa. We learned in the beginning of today's daf that Chazal were so concerned about ain't get lachar misa, there was a case that the get wasn't a valid get, and they made it a get, so that people would not think that there's a get lachar misa. Amar Rabba ba'omer me'esha ni ba'olam, no, he spelled out that the get is going to be chal from the time that he was in the world, and it's not a problem of get lachar misa. So Be'ezer Hashem, in today's daf, starting from the bottom of Ayin Beis Amid Beis, what we had discussed is Rav Huna's Shita, who says that if a person says that the get is going to be chal if they die from a particular sickness, Rav Huna says it doesn't only have to be that case in the Mishnah where they say if they die, but anytime that they're sick, if they get better, then the get is not a valid get. Ultimately, most disagree the position of Rav Huna. Rabbi and Rava do, and the Gemara explains the cause of a complicated concern of Ein Get Lachar Misa to a very important and simple Yisod. The Gemara says that they were Mafkia, the Kedushin, the get was a valid get, because called him Kaddish Adait to the Rabban Mekaddish, Fafkin Rabbanon, the Kedushin Midei. The Gemara discusses some halachos of where a Tanai is not significant at all, in the sense that if a person says that they're going to die, and ultimately they die from in a manner in which we never thought they would have died, in an onus lo shchiach, so then in such a case the get would not be chal. And the Gemara points out that that applies to other cases of dini mamonos as well. In fact, once there was two amoraim that wanted to charge a businessman, someone who had sold them something, who had accepted achrayas, and Rava paskin that they were wrong, because it was an onus to lo shchiach. We had a Mishnah that says that there is an Isser Yichud between the couple, and we have a Machlokis Tanoim, of whether in a case of where, according to many Amoraim, there was no visible relations, whether we still have to be Choshesh that they had relations when they were B'Yichidus. Some learn no. Some learn the only time, as per se the position of Beis Hillel, on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the halach is that according to everybody, there's no reason to require a get in any instance if the couple had already begun to initiate a divorce process, and we don't know for sure that they had relations, even if they were alone. According to the position of Beis Hillel, there's no requirement of a get sheni. According to Beis Shammai, even if we know for sure they had relations, we don't assume that they wanted kedushin, because ein adam osa bi'laso bi'laznus. The Gemara discusses different Amoraim's opinions in terms of what is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who appears in a brisa on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, whether he would agree to the position of Beis Hillel as described by Rabbi Yochanan or not. The Gemara's final position, the position of Rava, is that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda has a chash that they had relations, even though we don't know for sure that they did, and therefore there is a requirement of get misheni, and that would not be consistent with the position of Beis Hillel on Pei Aleph Amud Beis towards the end of our Masechta. The Gemara points out also that our entire Mishnah is only going to allow a get to take effect if the provision is that the get will be me'eshani ba'olam, because of the rule of Ein Get Lachar Misa. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Gimel in Maseches Gittin.